Margo and Ez for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Triple M.
You like to pretend that you are the toughest, meanest bloke in the world. And we all know you're a huge softie. And something that you're very concerned about this week is the baby ducks crossing roads around Central Vic.
Just this week, it's probably been going on for a while. And I think there's one sign at Lake Waroona, and there's also Nyanga and Kenny Res. But it's certainly not enough. We're very populated, is what I'm saying. And these little ducks seem to be getting everywhere.
You just want more duck signs so drivers know they're around, which is why we've got this guy in the studio, Brian Wesley, the Regional Director at Vic Roads. Hello.
Good morning, guys. Thanks very much for the opportunity to come in and have a chat.
Yeah, let's talk ducks, mate, because you're a local, play footy at Elmore, so we can trust you that you know exactly where Lake Waroona, Nyanga and Kenny Res is. And you've been past a few times playing for Elmore, I'm sure.
I have, yeah, and I know Bendigo very well, grew up here, so.
So what do we do? I mean, the ducks don't read the signs, we understand that, but, you know, what we're seeing a lot of, Brian, on a serious note, is these ducks wandering everywhere around Lake Waroona and off the road and into creeks and things like that. So there has to be something from your point of view. I don't know, is there more signage we can do? Or?
Yeah. Well, firstly, just thanks very much for the fact that we're talking about this. What we found is the best way, the most effective way, is through driver education and driver behaviour. Look, signs can work in some occasions, but in an urban environment you've got so many signs in and around these areas. There's street signs, there's speed signs, there's traffic, there's parking signs, and when you have too many signs it actually creates complacency and takes away from some of the other key messages, because one of the last things we want to do is some of the signs in those areas are things like children crossing signs, and the last thing you want to do is take away from some of those key messages.
Makes sense.
Yeah, look, it does, but at the same time, is you know, maybe we go for one of those modern flashing lights. That'll get in everyone's face, won't it? And I go, hang on a sec, watch out for the ducks.
That's what we're just trying to not do.
Yeah, true. But there's got to be... Yeah, but I mean, the education, where does it come from? You've still got to have... It doesn't have to be on the road, but it has to be somewhere where people can see things, you know, just watch out for the wildlife.
No, you're right, and it's getting that balance right between educating people and making sure it doesn't become complacent, or they don't become complacent.
Yep.
One of the other things with signage, the research shows why it's not always effective, is 99% of the time people drive past, they see the sign, they don't see the duck or the children crossing, and therefore they basically begin to program themselves to ignore that warning message. So it is difficult. Putting up a sign doesn't necessarily increase safety for anyone when it's not used in the right situation. But one thing we are doing is I've been in contact with the City of Greater Bendigo and some other agencies around doing some monitoring to understand, is there key points in which they're crossing and is there an opportunity? But just a blanket signage improvement isn't going to change the situation for people. What I would encourage people to do around all these lakes, they are low-speed environments, generally 40, 50 or 60. We've also got kids on, you know, playing around those areas and people on bikes. And we'd ask people to make sure they're paying attention in general and driving to the conditions.
So you're talking blanket signs, I understand that. But this is where your place, mate, Regional Roads Victoria. You've got to think outside the box, Brian. And that is, if you're going to put a sign up, put up one that says, watch out for the bloody ducks. Trust me, people will read that. They won't read just the symbols and stuff, won't they? They'll read something that's in your face.
Profanity in there.
Well, not profanity, but it's certainly something that stands out.
Would that distract people from driving, though, and for actually looking at what's on the road?
There's certain signs around... Brian's right. There's certain signs around town you just go, yeah, blase, whatever.
Yeah.
But if there's something there that says... If I put a sign up, I'm sure if I put a sign up and said, don't read this, people would read it.
Yeah.
See, you've got to think outside the box here, Brian. I'm sure you do, but that's another way of doing it.
I see a calling for you here, Coggo, as a sign writer for Regional Roads Victoria, which would be great. There are some signs in some of these areas. I drove along Nolan Street yesterday, and you've got the two signs on the both sides of the tennis arena there.
Yeah.
So there are some signs in the area. It's about knowing where they're going to be most effective. And that is something that we're looking into with the City of Greater Bendigo at the moment.
Yep, something we're looking into, because we'll be bloody on top of you, don't you worry about that, sir. We'll be looking out for it.
He's pointing the finger desperate for some duck signs around the place.
We'll sort it out together, Brian. Now, can you hang around, because we need to talk about Napier Street, which is obviously just where the ducks are, or up the road.
Yeah,
things are happening there in a big way, aren't they?
They are, and yeah, happy to stick around and have a chat about it.
Awesome.
Hang around.
Thanks,
Brian Wesley. give me his title out,
will Regional you? Director at Vic Roads.
And put her up of signs of ducks around Lake Roona.
Watch out for bloody ducks.
Triple M.
The situation with the roads, well, when I say roads, Napier Street, is pretty crazy. Things are happening, and the great man's sitting here, so we thought we'd get into it. I mean, talk to him about it.
Brian Wesley, the Regional Director at Vic Roads, still joins us. Now, we know Napier Street roadworks have been going on for ages. There's slow traffic. People are going the long way to work and to school and all the rest of it. When's it due to be finished?
So what we're actually doing is we're upgrading around 3 kilometres of Napier Street or the Midland Highway. We're putting an extra traffic lane and bike lane in both directions, as well as traffic signals and turning lanes along the whole lot. It is a rather
huge
project. Yeah. It's on track at the moment and will continue to be on track. And we'll be finishing the project by the middle of next year.
You copped a bit of stick with businesses along there. What's been the process with them? One's closed. I don't know how the fish shop goes down there, but what's the story with that, Brian? What collaboration have you had with those guys?
Yeah, look, we're really saddened by the news of one of the local businesses. Mm. We're working really closely with the 46 business operators along Napier Street. And at the moment, we're running an Open for Business campaign, which is about advertising for local businesses to make sure that community people know they can still shop local. Mm. In addition to, we drop in every week, or most days actually, and talk to all businesses about what are their work hours, how can we modify our program to suit them. And at all times making sure that clients can always access businesses. We are still seeing, despite the works, we are still seeing around 20,000 vehicles per day travelling along Napier Street, which is basically the same numbers as we were seeing before the works. So it's not about less traffic. For us, it's about making sure that the people who are driving along there can actually still get it in. To still get in and support local businesses.
There's still a lot of time left. You're saying mid of next year. We're talking, what, 6, 7, 8 months. So, you know, there's still a fair bit of time ahead for businesses. It's a tough one. I mean, how do you... Well, some of these businesses rely on the car parks out the front. So, yes. And that's been kind of chopped off, hasn't it?
So with the car parks, in order to have the bike lanes and also an extra traffic lane in both directions, there has been the removal of some on-street car parking, but as part of the works, we're making sure that car parks can still be accessed by everyone. So out the front of shops, if there's car parks available right now, we're making sure those car parks are still available. We definitely acknowledge there's an inconvenience. We're getting on with it as quick as possible, and that's why we're doing it in blocks at a time, so that we're not inconveniencing the entire 3 kilometres of road. We're trying to keep it to a block or two at a time, and as we progress towards Bendigo.
Because it's being done in blocks, I suppose, I don't drive out there overly frequently, maybe every few weeks if I've got something out that way. So it's often quite different every time I go, and I've got to really look at the signs and the barriers and stuff to find out where I'm meant to drive, let alone where I'm meant to stop and park. So are you working on getting, you know, more signs to, hey, if you want to go to this shop, park here? Or
that's one of the things that come out of the business meeting. So we met with about 25 business owners in August of this year, and one of the things come out of it was making sure that drivers, because there's a lot going on, making sure that drivers had pre-warning about where parking was. So we've been using what's called variable message boards, which is the big electronic boards that's saying up here, here's parking to get into the fish and chip shop, or here's parking to get into the you know, the precincts where the butcher and that is.
Great. So I think that will help, hopefully, anyway, because that's confusing.
Some of the cases, like the shop that's closed down, is that become a legal issue now, Brian? Or
it wouldn't be appropriate for me to talk about individual case.
Yep.
The Loader Plate have shut only part of their business. They're continuing the trade. It's just the cafe part that isn't opening, open at the moment, and they'll be opened up in the next week or two.
Okay.
Okay.
Mate, thanks for coming in. No doubt we now know that you're Brendan Wesley's brother, so we certainly will continue to talk to you because he talks
Explain
to us
who
all the
Brendan
time.
Wesley
Brendan,
is.
National
Heating and Cooling.
Yeah, it's your big brother. It's not your fault. He's your big brother, but he is. Brian, thanks for joining us on a serious note, and it's always good to talk about what's going on the roads. And I think, what did you say, what are those big flashing signs called?
Variable message boards.
Variable message board. Watch out for the ducks.
No, the bloody
Watch
ducks.
Watch out for the bloody ducks.
That's what you wanted.
Brian thinks I'm not serious. We'll be on to Brian.
He thinks you're mad.
Well, he's the only human.
Hey, and just quickly, it is a reminder to support those businesses. It's our job, too, to keep them alive. So make sure we're still getting our fish and chips. It's Friday night.
Absolutely. Good on you, Brian.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
News in just a minute.